Hi, welcome to Talk Chinese. My name is Xiao Lan. Today we are going to talk about something you must try if you go to China or Taiwan, night market. We have Robin Mitch, the musician, with us today. Hi, Robin, 你好.
Hello, 你好.
So, Robin, have you been to any night market when you went to Asia?
I've been to Shanghai, Changsha, Beijing, and Taipei.
Awesome. So you are quite experienced. Yeah, I would say that every night market is different. And also depending on what people like locally, they tend to offer a big variety of food and stores and fun fairs and a lot of interesting things. So the way to say night market, we say 夜市.
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 Yeah, both are fourth tones. 夜means evening, night.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then the way to say that a bit like, when you are very happy, you say, yay! A bit like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And of course, when we say, yeah, we drag it down for longer. But in Chinese, every sound is roughly about the same length. So here we can make it slightly shorter. Yeah.
Yeah.
Perfect. And then the second word, 是.
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 Shit.
It's also the fourth tone, so we go down. So 夜市 together, it's night market. 夜 is night. 市 is the market.
夜市.
夜市. And the character for 夜 is actually the combination between dusk.
Okay.
And also another character indicates also. So also dusk, that means when the night is arriving, that's evening. 夜.
夜.
And then to say 市, 市 is the market. And then the character, it actually indicates the surrounding. That means the boundary where people could trade. They could buy things and sell things. So that means the market. And also the boundary also indicates in the olden days where they had the marketplace tend to be where people got together. So that means a city as well. So when you say Taipei city, we say 台北市。
台北市。
Yeah. So when we say the city of Shanghai, we say 上海市。
上海市。
Or the city of Beijing, we say 北京市。
北京市。
Yeah. So 市 is a city, also means the market. And the night market is normally where people actually, they tend to have a lot of night snacks or the meals. When you go to the day market, like, the vegetable market or farmer's market, we tend to buy things raw that we can cook and we can process when we are back home. But in the night market, you don't really want to do all that. You don't want to buy the fresh crab and fresh fish and the whole steak to cook back home. You tend to buy things that they cook for you and then you just eat on the street, basically.
The day market is for business and the night market is for pleasure.
Exactly, for pleasure. You got it. So 夜市 is for pleasure. And then in addition to a lot of snacks, 小吃, we sometimes we have activities as well.
What sort of thing?
Have you been to a place called Winter Wonderland in London, in the Hyde Park?
I think I have, yeah.
Yeah, and then a little bit like that. Of course, it's in the night market in China or Taiwan. There's a Chinese version of it. But in addition to stuff you can eat, you have stuff you can play with, some fun activities, and there's some shooting games you can do and to win a Hello Kitty or Winnie the Pooh or Minions, and then some rings you can throw.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you have to scoop the goldfish, and then, or you have to play marbles. So different type of activities and some lucky draw.
Yeah.
So, as you said, it's for pleasure.
I think something I saw when I was in the night market was, mm-hmm. even though it was quite late at night, there were lots of children around.
Yep, that's right. That's the thing I don't really understand. Like in Europe or in America, children go to bed at 7, 8, 9 o'clock. But then when I was in China or in Taiwan, either the bookstores, some of the bookstores are open until very late. And the night market, sometimes you see lots of children running around at 12 o'clock in the midnight, and they still have schools in the morning. They don't skip the schools. Yep.
Wow.
So they play hard and work hard.
That's the way.
So 夜市 is quite a culture, and you can see there are many of them in almost every corner, in every city. Like in Taipei alone, I lost my count how many night markets there are, and they are just in, basically in every community. There's a big or small 夜市.
Yeah, sure.
And sometimes the whole street will be occupied with different stores. You can have noodles, a bowl of noodles on the street, and dumplings, stinky tofu. Have you tried that?
I have, yeah. When I went to the night market, I was being shown around by a friend,
mm-hmm.
and he was giving me food to try, and then he was telling me what it was after I'd eaten it.
Okay.
So he'd say, you must try this, it's really good, and then I'd eat it, and then he'd say, that's a chicken's ass.
Okay, I had that before. Okay, so so tell me, in Yeshi, what was the most memorable stuff you ate?
I think it might have to be the stinky tofu.
Okay, but it's only tofu, fermented tofu, right?
But it's so memorable because as soon as you walk past, you smell it and it's so strong.
Mm-hmm.
And then any time I smell anything that smells even slightly like that, immediately that's the picture that comes to my head. I can remember the street.
Mm-hmm. Okay, we call chou doufu.
Chou doufu.
Yeah, chou means stinky and doufu is tofu. So chou doufu. And there are different types of chou doufu. Some of them, they have like a little pot and then with some other stuff together, make it spicy. That's one style. Another style is they deep fry it.
I think that's my favorite one, the deep fried
yeah,
one.
Yeah, it's actually quite yummy. Chou doufu. Right, so market is the 市, and then to say flower market, for example, we just put flower in front of 市, so 花市.
花市.
Yeah, 花市 is the flower market, and then to say the market for vegetables and food, which is mainly raw food, we say 菜市.
菜市.
Or 菜市场.
菜市场.
Yeah, 场, that means the location. So 市场 together, that also means market. 菜市场, 菜市, they are interchangeable.
Okay.
Right, and then in Taiwan, actually, it's a very famous market called Jade Market. 玉市.
玉市.
Yeah, 玉 is jade. So the Jade Market, and they really have a lot of jade there.
Wow.
They use the jade as the material to make a lot of jewelries, a lot of like home deco, and then a lot of relative stuff. You can, and also sell different type of materials for you to do the home DIY. Jade Market, 玉市, and the scale is so big. I was thinking jade, it really, do you have so much stuff about jade? Yes, they do.
Wow.
And it's quite fun as well.
Sounds like a good place to buy presents.
It is, it is.
Nice.
Right, so let's look at night. It's quite a useful word, yeah, in addition to say yay, it's a happy sound. Yeah, it's evening. So when we say 半夜, that means midnight. 半 means half. So half of the night, when you go across midnight, 半夜.
半夜.
半夜. So why did you call me at the midnight, 半夜, 打电话给我, why did you call me 半夜? So 半夜 is midnight.
半夜.
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 Yeah, and then some people, they have the job at night. They have the night shift. We say 夜班.
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 Yeah, 班, that means the shift. So the night shift is 夜班.
夜班.
Yeah, and then when we say someone has the night life, we say 夜生活.
夜生活.
Yeah, 生活 means the life. And 生 is to give birth. 活 is living. So you are living life then at night. That's 夜生活.
夜生活.
Yeah, 夜生活, night life. And are you a night owl?
I'm more of an early bird.
You're an early bird. Okay, but some people I know, they are night owls. And the way to say night owls in Chinese, we call them 夜猫子.
夜猫子.
Yeah, you know, 猫 is the cat.
Okay.
So the night kitten is the night owl. 夜猫子.
夜猫子.
Yeah.
That's right. So,
right, thank you so much, Ravi. Today we talk about night market, 夜市. And the way to say midnight, 半夜, night shift, 夜班, flower market, 花市, the vegetable farmer's market, we say 菜市 or 菜市场, night owls, 夜猫子. Please don't forget to rate us, review us, and share what you have learned. 再见, Robbie.
Bye bye. 谢谢.
谢谢.